for the weekend, looks in right now, it will start out pretty wet. We're expecting some periods of some rain, at times heavy for Friday and Friday night across the Chapel Hill area. And that threat for continuing rain will probably continue into Saturday morning as well. It's looking like right now, though, that maybe parts of Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening will not be as wet as the beginning of the weekend. Not to say they'll be totally dry, but that the rainfall intensity and coverage will, the rainfall intensity will be less, and the rainfall coverage will be spotty, probably by Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. And then for Sunday, again, looks like it will still remain overcast for most of Sunday, and any rainfall we get should be spotty and mainly light, with probably another surge of rain possible by early next week.
That's a lot better news than the worst case scenario I think we were all afraid of. How certain are we right now as to how the hurricane's going to track and how much rain we're going to get for the weekend?
Right now we're looking at a good probability of at least probably 2 to 4 inches potentially across parts of the Piedmont, including the Chapel Hill area, that rainfall beginning late tonight and continuing through much of Friday night into early Saturday. So again, looks like a good potential for 2, maybe as high as 4 inches there across Orange County. Then the rainfall for the rest of the weekend, again, will be kind of spotty and mainly light. So rainfall for the rest of the weekend will probably total no more than a half inch, or more likely less than that for the weekend. As far as Joaquin goes, right now the current track still keeps the center of Joaquin offshore of North Carolina. It will make its closest approach to North Carolina late Sunday into early Monday. But right now the track is keeps the center of it offshore, and if subsequent tracks continue to trend, it looks like it may be well offshore before it's all said and done.
Speaking with Scott Sharp, National Weather Service in Raleigh, and I know Governor McCrory has declared a state of emergency for the state, and obviously more of a concern for the Outer Banks than further inland, but we're always concerned about flooding, down trees, power lines, power outages, and things like that. How worried should we be about that right now?
Well, again, I think the main threat for this weather system, again, is due to an area of low pressure that's going to be strengthening across the southeast U.S., and so this weather system will focus a lot of rainfall, particularly across western North Carolina, for Friday, Saturday, and probably into Sunday as well. So the western part of the state has the potential to get really pummeled by this area of heavy rainfall, where there will be a threat for mudslides and landslides in that part of the state, it looks like. So as far as the rain goes, yeah, I think the rain's a very real threat to cause some flooding. I think eventually, once all this rain does drain into the main stem rivers, we'll likely see some river flooding before it's all said and done by this weekend.
And it looks like west of us, they'll get a lot of rain. East of us, they'll get probably a lot more rain. And then in the central part of the state, maybe a little bit less?
Not necessarily. There could be a little breaks here and there where, you know, it may be a little bit more widespread. I mean, yeah, I think the coastal areas will probably get a lot of rain. I think we're still getting a lot of rain here across the Piedmont, and then even more rain there across the western part of the state. So I think we're all going to get a real good drenching. And like I said, you know, the water's got to go someplace, and we'll flow into the rivers eventually. And then the rivers, again, we'll have a potential for see some of our main stem rivers go into flood by the weekend, if not by the weekend, by early next week.
All right, Scott Sharp, National Weather Service. I know it's a busy weekend for you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.